Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A person desiring liberation from material bondage must give up the association of persons interested in sex life and should not employ his senses externally. And then it says in brackets, I think it is. Sorry, in see. Oh no, somebody's written on it, I think. In seeing, hearing, talking, walking, and so on. So I'll just read that again. So he should not employ his senses in seeing, hearing, talking, walking, and so on. One should always stay in a secluded place, completely fixing his mind at the lotus feet of the unlimited personality of Godhead. And if one wants any association at all, he should associate with persons similarly engaged. So Bhari Muni, giving conclusions derived from his practical experience, instructs us that persons interested in crossing to the other side of the material ocean must give up the association of persons interested in sex life and accumulating money. This is also advised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Niskinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajana Mukasya Paramparam Jigamisor Bhava Sangha Rasya Sadarsanam Visayanam Atta Yositam Cha Ahanta hanta visabhak sanato paya asadu. Chaitanya chandrai chandro trendodaya nataka 8:27. Alas, for a person seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification and seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. One who desires complete freedom from material bondage can engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. He must not associate with visayi materialistic persons or those interested in sex life. Every materialist is interested in sex. Shiv shvalata kul nanda ki jai, shi shi gornitai ki jai, shi shi sitaram lakshman ki jai. One who desires complete freedom from material bondage can engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. He must not associate with visaya materialistic persons or those interested in sex life. Every materialist is interested in sex. Thus, in plain language, it is advised that an exalted saintly person avoid the association of those who are materially inclined. Srila Nataram Das Thakur also recommends that one engage in the service of the acharyas, and if one wants to live in association, he must live in the association of devotees. Tadira charana sevi bhaktav sane vasa. The Krishna consciousness movement is creating many centers just to create devotees so that by associating with members of such a center that people will automatically become uninterested in material affairs. Although this is an ambitious proposal, this association is proving effective by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By gradually associating with the members of the Krishna conscious movement, simply by taking prasad and taking part in chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, ordinary persons are being considerably elevated. So Baramuni, he regrets that he had bad association, even in the deepest part of the water. Because of this bad association of the sexually engaged fish, he fell down. A secluded place is also not secure unless there is good association. So, there's so much in this purport. But basically, Prabhupada, and I make the mistake myself, he's pointing out about this association and going into a solitary place. Now, throughout the time I've been in the association of devotees, certainly my life has changed. And having left the Isle of Wight, when I was happy in my little world of Krishna consciousness with, you know, pictures of Bell and chanting Hare Krishna, I was really very, very happy and peaceful. And a little book table we used to do, very nice. And then I came to the manor. It was an education, to say the least. Because I was in a secluded place, actually. I was in my own world. I hadn't really learned anything that needed to be learned about people in general, and also people in Krishna consciousness. Because I had no relative position. But when I came here, it was very interesting. And it was advised by me, by Kinchana Prabhu, Gaur Govinda Swami disciple. He says, the first thing you have to understand here is that when you come to the manor and you live in association with devotees, you don't know who they are. And this is the first thing you must learn, that by externals, you must be very careful. And this is what they say here too. We must keep our mind from the external senses. Very interesting aspect, because it's an internal process. Internal process means that you can't see a contemplation of a person. And what Kinchana said to me, he says, externally, they may appear to be doing all kinds of nonsense, but actually internally they have a relationship with Krishna that you just cannot see and you cannot understand. This Sabarimuni, it wasn't the finish of his spiritual life. He committed Vaishnava Aparad, which was pointed out to Garuda. And he doesn't mention it here in his comments on his regrets that he had the association. He was specifically pinpointing his fault with seeing the sex life of fish. But also, we should understand, I think it's in the Bhaktisandarbha, it points that with Vaishnava Aparad, the subtle effect of Vaishnava Aparad is that you start to have a material, your material senses become acute again, and they become sensitive and to lustful things that occur in life. And so, you know, we can be very secure in our bhajan, but directly there's Aparad, there's certain things that will come, and that's material desires again. And so, just relating that back to this previous purport, though Sobharma Muni, he doesn't relate it to his incident with Garuda. So, very interesting thing there, but we should understand it can strike any one of us. And so we have to be very careful of this Vaishnava Aparad, which he says, observing the principles of saintly persons, we can do all these things, and they can be really external. But I've just got a quote here from, it says, this is from the Mad Elephant Offense in Krishna Katamrita by Gopal Dew Productions. And there's a quote from Prabhupada here. And it's headed, Krishna never tolerates offenses to his devotees. Even if you insult Krishna, he will tolerate. But if you insult his devotee, he will never tolerate. Then you are finished. Just like a big man, if you insult him, he may think, all right, let him. But if you insult or do some harm to his child, he will never tolerate. Similarly, a devotee who is dependent on Krishna in everything, and if somebody harms him or causes harm, somebody does harm to him, insults him, Krishna will never tolerate. That's from the lecture, Los Angeles, 2nd of December, 1973. So, another little quote from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. It says, those favoured by God find their paths set by thorns. So, we have to be careful. There's thorns on this path of devotional service. And mainly, the real thorns are our interactions with each other. And they can lead us to a place where we don't want to go, which is lack of control of senses and giving up chanting, this sort of thing. And so little things happen. And we can't see what's happening. So, this is a very wonderful purport. And it's talking about association. So, association is very important. Because we can't know the effect of our words and our association without interaction. We don't know who we are until we meet with each other. Everybody's like a mirror to everybody else, it seems. And we should understand that to some degree. Just like there's another part I remember where Krishna, he couldn't see his own beauty. But when he was with devotees, he saw his own beauty when he was in the association of those that loved him. They reflected somehow his beauty in them, in the deeds. That somehow he could see his own beauty when he was with the association of devotees. Very subtle and wonderful point. And so we ourselves, we're very fortunate. You know, we've got the association of devotees. But also, then it points out the defects of association with non-devotees or those that still have some interest in sex life or the external world. So, Prabhupada, he kindly guides us and says that basically to those who are still on this path and trying to come away from worldly life, that he says the senior devotees will give them association, give their association, but they won't take their association of the person that's on the lower rung of progress. So this is something always to remember, because it's very difficult not to get sucked in into the person's dilemmas of this world. I don't know if you notice, you can talk to so many people, especially in this preaching thing, and not to get sucked in to their little world. And then you get stuck for words. And then you just lose track. The detachment's not there. And so we have to be on our guard, but at the same time be somehow friendly. Kripa Moya's a big advice to me. I can remember on the Isle of Wight, he said, first, that you befriend people. They may not take a book. They may not be the best of persons, but you should in some way try and befriend them. In other words, be friendly in your attitude, and that somehow or other that they will be impressed by the Hare Krishnas. So this is a nice thing, just on a social interaction, as it were. Now, I see here, too, this reach out, that program that's coming about now. It's more developing. Certainly, wonderful things are happening here. So many of the devotees now in the ashram are doing this, and Food for Life have been doing it for so long. This amazing reach out that they have. Food for Life should never be ever underestimated. These are devotees that are working in such austere circumstances in their personal lives, but every day they have this very powerful urge to distribute prasadam and to somehow associate with those that are not conducive association. And they do it, and I tell you, to see that somehow they have some detachment too. They are very wonderful devotees. And so, one can also appreciate the service of the devotees when they go out into this difficult materialistic world and what they're trying to do. Because it's dangerous place. It's because, as it's pointed out here, just this subtle thing of seeing people kissing in the street and all this sort of thing. It's a common thing, you know. And yet, the devotees, and I give an example, I remember on the book table we used to do on the Isle of Wight, summer I used to dread. Why? Because the ladies were semi-clad. And it was a really difficult thing. But the wonderful thing is that if in talking to them, once you start to explain what's in this book, somehow these external things disappear. And this inner bit, somehow Krishna, he's very kind. He gives a little bit of enthusiasm if you do take a risk, but at the same time you have to be careful. Somehow the body disappears of that person that you're trying to approach. I'm not so sure, I'm not going to advise people to do this and recommend it, but what I'm saying is that sometimes you're put into a situation where it may be so, but you must trust in Krishna. In that, speak to him about Krishna consciousness. This is the remedy for this external impressions that may suddenly assault you, and you can't do anything about it. Speak about Krishna, talk about Krishna, and it will help you almost certainly. So, Porsava Subhara Muni. He's the one thing that's also noticeable. He says that he wanted to go away and sort of chant. Now the thing is, we can do this too. But actually Mother Kalinga points out that when we chant together, it's more beneficial. Prabhupada, I can't remember how many says times it is. He says 100 times more beneficial when we associate with each other and when we chant our japa. It's very potent and very important that we do this. This lone bhajan, it won't help you. You'll be left with your mind. You may think it's peaceful, but we're not after peace. We're after a communication with the Supreme Lord and a prayer from the heart. Not for peace. If we want peace, we can do what he did. And he'll fall down. You'll hiccup. You've got to really somehow, I say to this myself, not me, I say I have to make a point of forcing myself to go in the association of devotees, chanting, no matter how I feel, don't let these feelings guide me, and chant in the association of devotees is very, very important. So, and what is an amazing thing too, that this person, Subharamuni, he was a very chaste person, you know. He had all these wives, 50 wives, wasn't it? And each of them had 100 sons. But, you know, this is an incredible, amazing thing. But these were the progenitors of mankind. You know, they had a mission and they did it. And, you know, one should be amazed at the character of this person, because he then took vanaprast and his wife followed him. And somehow he was chaste in his spiritual life. He was chaste in his spiritual life. He kept with it. He never lost it. But at the same time, when his wives followed him, he never kicked them out either. And it said, by his spiritual power and his spiritual potency, they were influenced and they achieved the result too. They went to the spiritual world as well. So we should understand that if you increase your spiritual potency, that person that lives with you will also be influenced by your spiritual potency. But hang in there, stick with it. Don't start to look at them. Look at your bhajan. So there's so much to learn from this pastime. I think we better finish there. Any comments, questions?